Howdy, folks. Let's start the new year by remembering that if at first you don't succeed, you're still running above average. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for our delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, but along with all the misinformation we hand out for laughs, I guess I do give you folks some straight facts. Now, for example, you'll get many worthwhile helps from chewing refreshing double mint gum. Here's how you can profit from one of the main helps. You chew helpful double mint after every meal, and it helps your digestion, and in a pleasant, natural way, the steady chewing helps clean your teeth, too. So keep double mint in mind, will you, after every meal. Another thing to keep in mind is the statement by some expert. This fellow says you can get along better and last longer if you have equanimity and imperturbability. Yeah, have them. I can't even say them. Oh, if a doctor was to tell me I had those things, I'd say, give it to me straight, Doc. How much time have I got? But to be honest, I never felt better in my life. You're going to feel better, too, because here's Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet getting ready to sing a song for you, Fine and Dandy.
Nice
and relaxing, too, the way chewing double mint's relaxing. In case you didn't already know, most accidents happen in the home, and it's no wonder to me. Everything is certainly set up for it. You take these throw rugs. I've known some that could throw you at least 10 feet. you ever see a throw rug that wasn't covering a real slick place on the floor? You know, just waiting for a victim to come along? And there's all other kinds of hazards in the home. I remember one night my Aunt Bertha, that's Uncle Herkimer's wife, she thought she heard a noise on the porch, and she got up to investigate, and just before she got to the front door, she fell flat, right over Uncle Herkimer that is coming in late from a lodge meeting. Ever since that night, Uncle Herkimer agrees that these accidents in the home are the worst kind. I don't know why I'm talking about accidents when the hilarious high-fidelity Hallorans are waiting here to blend their voices in what you might call purposeful harmony. Here they are now.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut up to step and strut up. Give me the simple life.
pheasant, dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, give me the simple life.
I greet the dawn when I awaken, the sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon,
served by the one I love. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, give me the simple, sweet and simple, give me the simple life.
You know, every once in a while somebody writes in and says they like the way those boys sing. In fact, we get other letters about all kinds of things, including problems with teenagers. So if you think you're having a time with that teenage son of yours, just remember he's got problems too. Chances are he's at that stage when he's wondering how long he's going to be able to put up with his parents. So you be patient. You won't always be a square. Now, one of these days, your teenager will accept you as the most, or real casual. I'm not fooling. It happens all the time. Now here's something else important that's about to happen. Just listen. Well, that music means it's Buttram bonus time. Now, in 1956, we gave you all kinds of helpful hints in our Buttram bonus sessions, and we don't want 1957 to lag behind in the cultural improvement department here. You know, it's a fine thing for a person to develop a new skill, especially if he don't have any skill at all in the first place. And that's why today I'm going to talk about weaving. Now, this is not the kind of weaving you boys in the band think it is. No, I'm talking about hand weaving. I've got a book here that tells all about the things you can weave. It says you can make belts, scarves, table mats, and you can also weave Afghan squares. I guess they have squares over there in Afghan. But here's something else says you can make infants' wraparounds. Well, I know what wraparounds for babies are, but I never figured there's time enough to weave them, you know. In weaving, the first thing you have to have is a loom. Of course, you have to have a loom. Frankly, now, I don't know where you get these things. It'd sound kind of funny. It'd sound funny to go into a store and ask for loom service. Well, maybe it wouldn't sound as funny as I thought it would. Anyway, next you have to put in a supply of yarns. Now, that's not the kind of yarns that you hear me telling in our little get-togethers. Well, not that one about loom service, for sure, anyway. Now, these yarns, they're called warp and woof. Now, that sounds like dog talk, so I better explain it. See, the warp threads run lengthwise, up and down, and the woof threads, they go across, sideways, see? Well, that's how you get your weave, interlacing them. And naturally, in order to get the pattern you want, it's real important to know your warp from your woof, see? This weaving, it's kind of hard to explain. Maybe you better just write in and let me draw you a picture of it. Anyway, weaving is a mighty slow job. It's not exactly what you'd call a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm beginning to wonder about my wife sitting there day after day at the loom. I don't know. Sometimes I don't think she's going to get my Liberace smoking jacket finished in time for Valentine's Day. Anyway, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now, if you'll just sit back and chew a stick of double mint, well, you'll be in a real pleasant mood to listen to Paula Richards, the Halloran Quartet, and the Buttram Symphonic Slickers joining forces on Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
Are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Till that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's sweet after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile and say small. Weren't you king for a day?
Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in.
Fine. Say, I didn't tell you about the nice surprise my wife gave me for Christmas. I think she got the idea for it from the song we heard on the radio so much during the holidays. Anyway, I want to thank her for my partridge in the pear tree. It's something I've always wanted. Of course, something everybody wants is taste enjoyment, and double mint gum sure gives you that. You just try it for yourself, will you? I know you'll find it's not only delicious and helpful and refreshing, but it's good for you, too. Well, let's make a date right now to get together tomorrow about this same time. Until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that a neck is something which, if you don't stick it out, you won't get in trouble up to. Goodbye now. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.